Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The state reported another Alaska resident COVID-19 death yesterday. The Department of Health and Social Services describes the person who died as a Valdez woman in her 80s. She is the 65th Alaskan known to die of the virus. The agency announced 153 new Alaska resident COVID-19 cases yesterday. Among the new cases confirmed as of Wednesday night were 71 in Anchorage and 16 each in Fairbanks and the Bethel census area. There are also 10 in Bethel and 4 in North Pole, 2 each in Kotzebue in the Northwest Arctic Borough and Ukiavik, and 1 apiece in the Southeast Fairbanks census area in Tok. There were also 2 new non-resident cases with locations under investigation. Among recent cases in the Delta Junction area are 5 residents who attended a birthday party. A news release issued by the Delta COVID-19 Incident Management Team says Delta Area Clinics reported a 6th case of COVID over the past week, a Fairbanks resident who works in Delta. The news release says local health officials don't know the origin of the recent cases, but they appear to be connected to local schools, where on-site classes are still being conducted. The news release says 21 Delta area residents have reported contracting COVID since the pandemic began, and 10 have so far recovered. There are currently 50 confirmed COVID-19 patients hospitalized in Alaska and another 10 awaiting test results. 7 are on ventilators. While the COVID-19 pandemic has upended many facets of normal life, the November 3rd general election will continue much as usual, except for an increase in mail-in ballots. KUAC's Mary Auld reports on how Alaskans can stay safe from the virus and still cast their vote.
Despite the pandemic, all normal avenues for voting are available. However, the state has received a record number of requests for absentee ballots for the upcoming election. Other options include early voting at select locations, downloading and printing an electronic ballot, and Election Day in-person voting, where officials will implement social distancing guidelines and a mask mandate. The CDC recommends mail-in voting in order to avoid exposure to the coronavirus. Voters can request mail-in ballots on the Department of Elections website up to 10 days before the election. Tiffany Montemayor is the public relations manager for the Division of Elections. She said the trick to absentee voting is to take action as soon as possible.
Send it back ASAP. Don't wait until the last day.
With many voters using absentee ballots for the first time, Montemayor has some tips to help voters ensure that their ballots will qualify to be counted. Voters should make sure to sign their names on the ballot and include one of the required pieces of identifying information.
The biggest tip is to read all of the instructions.
Voters can check whether their ballot has arrived on myvoterregistration.com. It will take time for election officials to count those high numbers of mail-in ballots. As a result, Montemayor said, voters should expect to wait longer than usual for election results.
I don't think any races will be able to be called election night.
Voters should expect a several-day delay before final results are available. That's not unique to Alaska. Most states expect delayed results due to increased use of mail-in ballots. President Trump has claimed that mail-in elections are vulnerable to fraud. However, Montemayor says there's no evidence that voting by mail is less secure than voting in person.
Voter fraud is not going to be an issue. We have security checks.
Montemayor said her main concern this election cycle is the spread of false information on social media and other websites.
That's the thing that is more worrisome than voter fraud, misinformation and disinformation.
Montemayor suggests checking any information about elections found online against official Division of Elections statements. Factual information about elections can be found at the Alaska Division of Elections website or Facebook page or by calling a regional elections office. For KUAC, I'm Mary Auld.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District sold computers containing confidential data. The district wants the computers back to safeguard the information, but as KUAC's Robin reports, the buyer wants the district to admit to the data breach and promise to inform everyone whose information was not protected.
The used computers, about the size of carry-on suitcases, were sold for $25 in an equipment auction in June 2019. Reuben Leake was surprised what he found on the hard drives.
As near as I can tell, these are old Borough School District servers. And on this server, there's names, addresses, telephone numbers, SOCIAs, employee records. When we stumbled across this, we just mothballed these servers.
Leake, who has his own auction company, First Strike Asset Management, is more used to handling used oil field equipment. He says after he found the confidential data, he put the computers in secure storage and didn't do anything with them for more than a year. Then in August 2020, he hired an attorney, Bill Satterberg, instead of calling the school district directly about the confidential data on the computers.
Because I was quite sure that they were going to say this never happened.
Leek says he did not trust the school district to come forward about the data breach. Satterberg contacted the borough attorney's office about returning the computers if Leek could be compensated for not being able to use them.
We'd originally asked for loss of use and time of the equipment because we can't really do anything with it. Then I finally decided this isn't about the money. I don't want a penny out of this. I want nothing out of this whatsoever, but I do want to make people aware of what happened.
The borough hired an out-of-state attorney, Bruce Radke, from the Polzinelli Law Firm out of Chicago.
When Bill contacted them for me, they wanted a non-disclosure agreement.
In the email correspondence between the two sides, Satterberg says Leek's concerns about publicizing the data breach weren't being addressed.
Many of the letters the guy sent us were very demanding. You know, you will do this by such and such a date, and if you don't do this by such and such a date, I viewed it as bullying.
Last Friday, Leek filed a civil suit against the district, asking again that it alert people whose data was left on the computers. The suit also asked the district to pay the attorney fees. This week, Satterberg filed to have the Superior Court take the computers for safekeeping. In a statement to the press, school district legal officials wrote, "The school district assures the public it has procedures in place for wiping devices before they're sold, and is again reviewing its policies and procedures to prevent future release of sensitive information, and will continue to do so." In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
Whether you watch online, on TV, or listen on the radio, this year's Alaska Federation of Natives Convention is different. KOTZ's Wesley Early reports on day one's virtual events.
No booths to browse handcrafted art pieces and attendees having to settle for virtual hugs, the 2020 Alaska Federation of Natives Convention was a drier affair than usual. AFN board co-chair Anna Hoffman addressed the new format as the convention opened.
Technology does allow us to see and hear from our members from across the state of Alaska.
The theme of this year's convention is Good Government, Alaskans Decide. Bryce Edgman, Speaker of the Alaska House of Representatives, gave the keynote address. Edgman is the state's first Alaskan Native House Speaker and used his speech to remind Native listeners that they're the backbone of the state.
A lot of people come and go, but there are a lot of people like us on this call who are here for the long run. And we constantly keep an eye on the long-term welfare of the state.
COVID-19 continued to dominate the convention as listeners heard a pre-recorded message from Governor Mike Dunleavy and his wife, Rose. The governor spoke of how devastating a prior pandemic, the 1918 Spanish flu, was for rural Alaska. He says that damage informed his administration's response to the current pandemic.
Rural Alaska, including our fellow Alaskan Natives, were not an afterthought. During the planning and execution of mitigating approaches to deal with this virus, you were, in fact, front and center.
Senator Lisa Murkowski spoke live to convention attendees, highlighting her efforts in getting two bills signed into law, Savannah's Act and the Not Invisible Act. Murkowski sponsored the former.
We've begun to make some headway on the matter, the epidemic, truly, of missing and murdered Indigenous women.
Though occasional technical glitches prompted slight delays in panels and speeches, it didn't take away from the focus of the day, how Alaskan Natives and their various governments work together. The convention will conclude Friday evening. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Wesley Early.
And I'm Dan Bross.